Purification journey. As we move from the south of our emotions and the east of our mind, and as we move towards the west of the physical, the endings and the harvest, we're going to clear away those ideas that we've been holding on to, those past memories, those future tripping expectations, and we're going to clear away this emotional heaviness, this emotional baggage that we've been experiencing, the emotional, even the emotional joy that is a preconceived notion for something else. We're going to release that and let that go in this journey, because we're moving into the physical where we're going to start to manifest energy into form, where we're going to start to navigate and make decisions about how we want to show up in our lives, how we want to show up differently in the world, and what this reintegration period from our mind, our emotions into the physical that we can then turn around and align to our spiritual. Make yourself comfortable. And if you have your wind whistle, have that in your right hand. We're going to turn to each of the directions that we've already visited, and we're going to release. We're going to blow out and do three wind breaths in each of the directions that we've already moved into, and then we're going to call to Zephyrus, the wind of the west, and invite Zephyrus in to help us navigate the physicality of this human experience. So let's begin in the east. And we're going to take three deep wind breaths in and out. And on those exhales, mind memories and beliefs, release them to Eurus, the east wind, so that we send those ideas, those new beginnings, those false starts that we've had this year, off with the wind. Breathe in. Hold it. Next wind, as you breathe in new ideas and new possibilities. And release them to Eurus, the east wind, so that they may form the way that they want to form. On this third wind breath in, breathe in new possibilities, those ideas that you didn't even know were on your horizon. You may surprise yourself as you breathe these ideas out to Eurus, the east wind. And turn and face the south, maybe in your mind's eye, maybe in your surroundings. And now we're going to breathe in, notice the south wind. And we're going to see where we've been storing our emotions in our body, those great feelings, those tired feelings, those emotional needs that are met, those emotional needs that aren't met. So let's call to notice and ask if there's an emotional lesson that you didn't know yet. And on the next one, let's breathe in and out any of the collective emotions that you've been carrying, that your family, your neighborhoods, your communities, your work situation. Let's let those go. Let's ask notice to show us a world where our emotional needs and desires are being met. How does that feel in your body? Scan your body and release that energetic out to the world, that all feeling, that all power, that you're in your divine essence of your needs and desires being met. And as we turn to the west here, let's call upon Zephyrus, who can be a playful teacher, the winds of the west. Come here and show us how we take these new ideas and how we take this emotional resilience and how we put this into form this week. Breathe that in. The possibility of a new harvest. And as we exhale, let's send these dreams out into the universe so that they can show us the path of how we move there, how we get there. And now we're going to call to North Wind Boreas, that this North Wind can balance us in this time where we start to balance our mind, balance our emotional strength, and call into form anything new we want to harvest, anything we want to grow this year, anything we want to change physically, that we have the blessing of spirit. And now come back to the center. Come back to the room. Come back to this moment. As we welcome into the work of the West, the work of Zephyrus.